Good morning, and welcome back to a fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings. We hope you're having a great morning. This morning, Pastor Jeff will share with us another great thought from the Word of God. Pastor Jeff, where will we be musing this morning?
Good morning. Today we'll be in the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 7, beginning in verse number 1. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah, that enter in at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these." Jeremiah was a prophet of God called to warn God's people about the impending chastisement of God on them. The call was to turn back to God and to amend your ways and your doings. The promise of God to his people was that if they would do this, they would be allowed to dwell in that place. The place that God called Jeremiah to proclaim this specific message was at the gate of the Lord's house. The people of Israel had lived in blessing and plenty. God had brought them into the land that he had promised them, and they were experiencing wealth and prosperity. The message of Jeremiah here is to come to the house of God to worship and hear the message of God to them. Jeremiah stood at the gate of the Lord's house and proclaimed the message of God to them, and a very powerful message it was. The people of Israel thought they could live a life of hypocrisy, and God would overlook it as long as they looked good coming to the house of the Lord. They thought they could live for the world and the gods of this world, and show up to worship at God's house and appease him so that they could continue living in their sin. The message of chapter 7 and 8 is one that is very stern. God is not mincing any words with them. He is telling them the way it is and the way it will be if they do not get their life right with him, and according to his standard, not theirs. The outcome of not listening to the message of God was a dismal future. As I was reading through here this morning, I first excitedly read that Jeremiah stood at the door of the Lord's house to proclaim his message. Then it started to get more serious with the sin of God's people, and then the chastisement was really serious. God gave to me the thought that the church sometimes needs the message of rebuke from God because they are living in hypocrisy. They do not need the rebuke of the pastor. They need the pastor to give the message from God. And sometimes that message is you better get right with God or chastisement is the next step. As a pastor, I always want to preach the positive message with no negativity in them at all. But that's not always the message that God's people need to hear. God wants the pastor to bring to his people his message, regardless whether it's negative or whether it's positive. So let me leave you with this one last thought for today, 2 Timothy 4:1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant. In season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine.
The preceding program was produced by Dr. Jeff Harris, pastor, author, and chaplain. Please tune in again tomorrow morning for another fresh episode of Pastor's Morning Musings.